Mining in Space, Part 2. When I was growing up, I know my mother never used aluminium in our house, simply because it was an unknown product here in New Zealand. And when I explored the American shops while I was on my AFS scholarship in California, I did, however, see aluminium being used by everyone in that country. If my father had encouraged the entrepreneur in me at the time, being one himself, I could have brought that product back here to New Zealand and perhaps even been the person to introduce it here. But alas, even though I had the feeling in my gut to bring it, my mind had not received sufficient training to know what to do with it. Therefore, I missed out on a very big opportunity by leaving it on the shelves. Consequently, it was a few years later before it did eventually end up here, because by the time I had my own family, its use in the household was becoming widely known for packaging of food. It is a very well-known resource because of its resistance to anything corrosive. Therefore, drinks and food also started coming out readily stored in containers made of aluminium, which I had seen previous years in America while I was on my scholarship. They are easily squashed for recycling purposes. In fact, they are, in short, a very soft material that comes from the slimmest measurements for wrapping of food to make a mother's life easier, especially in the kitchen. And it also comes in varying lengths and widths for making all sorts of transportation types of crafts, like cars, trucks, ships, even bikes, not to mention aircraft, spacecraft, and the list goes on. A very valuable commodity being mined in certain parts of the world to satisfy man's demand for easier living. Now, you might wonder where I'm going with all of this. There has been talk of mining the moon. Now, can you imagine the mess that would make of our moon? And that is the end of part 2.